Hey up, it's Becky here, welcoming you to another episode of the Mother Daughter Breast of Friends podcast. Now, before we dive in today's episode, I want to take a moment to talk about our wonderful sponsors, Waterman's UK. Now, in our journey of sharing and learning and growing together, having the support of a company like Waterman's UK, who truly cares, is incredible. They're not just known for their fantastic range of hair care products, they also have a special focus on creating solutions for those experiencing hair challenges during menopause. And their kindness doesn't stop there. Waterman's UK have generously provided products to individuals undergoing chemotherapy as well, showing their deep commitment to supporting people through challenging times. It's their dedication to this community that aligns so beautifully with what we do here. And we're incredibly grateful to have Waterman's UK with us on this journey. Their support helps us to bring these stories and these conversations to you. So a heartfelt thank you to Waterman's UK. You are not just our sponsors. You're a vital part of our extended podcast family. Thank you. Mother-daughter, breast of friends podcast. Hello and welcome back. Series two.
I know, can't believe that. Series one had a lot of interesting people, but series two, I can't believe the people we've got coming on. It's unbelievable. I'm going to tell you a few, but I'm not going to tell you some of the really special ones. We've got Professor Ranjit Banchanda, who is brilliant. He is based down in London. We've got Professor Mark Titchevich. We have, who else do we have? Come on.
Loads of different. I can't think of the top of my head because I need to just paint the picture. So it might, you know, seem like it's a bit echoey. And that's because, again, we're on location.
Yeah.
We are in the ballroom of the Sheffield City Hall.
Yes.
And the reason we're here, actually, for date purposes, it's the 1st of October. So it's obviously started Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but we are here for the BB With Love concert.
Yeah, it's a remarkable effort by Matt Croke. I sang with him at our charity ball, actually, for 30 years since my surgery. Beautiful voice. I think he either won or he was runner-up of The Voice. A wonderful person. But his mum had breast cancer and she was treated at Western Park. And therefore, this annual concert that he does is in memory of her and to raise money for Western Park. And we're very keen to support all of the charities, not just our own, but all of the charities get a platform with us.
Exactly, that's what's been so beautiful about this, is that we can do that and that people are wanting to be involved in that. And also, obviously, got to give a mention because it's Matt and Rachel Croke, it's the brother and sister act. Matt as well, you might know him from, if you've ever been to see Aladdin in the West End, he was Aladdin, right? He also has a whole wealth... Sorry, the door's just going up. He also has a whole host of celebrity friends as well that have joined him for this concert, including Hayley Tamenden, who you all know. She's now on tour at the minute with the West End production of Something About Jamie. She's also from Emmerdale. She's been on loads of different stuff. Just all-round beautiful lady who hopefully we're going to get a little bit of an interview with. Also, Gok Wan's hosting it.
That's quite remarkable. Are you going to get an interview with him?
We're going to try. We're definitely going to try.
Well, if anybody can manage it, you can.
Well, we'll see. We will certainly try. But listen, it is just wonderful to be back, to be doing this next series. And a massive, massive thank you to Aware Self-Examination Pads, because they have come on board with us as well to make sure that we can do this.
So really, in this next series, we're going to be bringing you more live stories from personal experiences, but also a lot more experts than we've... We're going to be touching on HRT, tamoxifen, and PGD. That's another area of that affects hereditary breast cancer that really we haven't even touched on yet.
Yeah. But it's all very exciting. We're going to cover so many different subjects. And as always, you know, please do feel free to get in touch with us yourself. If there's something that you want to ask or something you want to know, you can always feel free to do that via our website, which is motherdaughterbreastfriends.co.uk. There is a little thing there that you can just send us an email on, or get in touch with us via the social media pages. It's no problem. Right, let's go and enjoy this evening.
Excellent.
So it is Mother Daughter Breast of Friends podcast backstage here at Sheffield City Hall. And, you know, we're so proud and honoured to be a part of, to be allowed to come backstage here at BB with love. And the first people that we found to have a chat with, the most important people, I would say, is the Sheffield Cancer Choir. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
So thank you for coming on and having a little bit of a chat with us. Can you just tell, you know, people that listen to this podcast what the choir is about? Because I think it's so important for our listeners, especially when they are listening to this and they're probably finding themselves in a scenario where they feel a bit alone, what this choir brings.
So the choir is about singing for well-being initially. We have all had our own journeys with cancer. We've all been touched by cancer in different ways, whether it be directly or indirectly. It's about support. It's about getting enjoyment from singing. There's no egos, there's no divas. I hold my hands up and say, I can't sing, but I'm in a choir.
This is what I love.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just about supporting each other, encouraging each other. And I think since joining for myself, I've really stepped out of my comfort zone. Yeah. Doing something like this, yeah. I would never have imagined doing this 5 years ago. Yeah. Like, pre-diagnosis, it's just, like, fantastic.
Amazing. Well, you look fantastic. You all look absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's important for me to say as well, I met you guys sort of through the radio, and then obviously I came to the concert last year, and we were so, so honoured that you came and sang at the Hereditary Breast Cancer Helpline Ball, which happened last April. So thank you for that, because it literally, honestly, it meant the world. And of course, you know, it's 30 years this year since Mum had her pioneering surgery, and it was pioneering. And the more that we're sort of talking about this, the more we're realizing kind of the enormity of what that meant, because at that point the BRCA genes had not been discovered, they hadn't been found, they were looking for families like ours. And then obviously we know the rest of the story. So when, for us, we meet people that are also BRCA carriers, again, it hits us really hard, because we are massively proud of the professionals that we work with, the people that we work with, and the leaps and bounds of what we've made. And I've got Wendy here. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
And you are a fellow BRCA one.
I am. Hello, sister.
Yay! Oh, I love this BRCA sisterhood. But, you know, for me, it is emotional, and it's quite surreal, really. I mean, Mum's downstairs. The only reason she's not here is because she couldn't make the stairs. Bless her little heart. But, you know, what for you, how did you find out about the BRCA gene?
Literally, it was post-diagnosis. So it's about 3 or 4 months after I'd had a sample taken of the cancer, and they came back and said it was BRCA1.
Wow.
So then genealogy get in touch and start the process, which is quite a lengthy process, as you can imagine. It takes a long time to actually work these, you know, fingers of this thing all the way through. So first of all, my mum was tested, and my mum was negative. So that means it's come from my father, and my father's deceased, died of cancer. As you do. And then I have 2 sons and a brother, and all 3 are BRCA1.
Wow. Okay.
So we're now in a situation where we're waiting for my brother's kids to be tested. They're adults now, but they're a bit young. He has a daughter and a son, yes. Yeah. So for the daughter, obviously, it's a little bit more serious, we think.
Well, of course, and you know, sometimes, especially sort of being in a room with you guys as well, it's difficult, you know, because we do feel like the most privileged people going, and the fact that we have that knowledge and we could make that decision. And for us, you know, knowledge is power. But when you're in a room full of people as well that have been on their journey and they didn't have that, you can kind of feel guilty in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, telling my boys was really hard. But actually, Both of them are so grown up and so, well, Mom, I see this as really good news because it means I'm going to be tested. It means that, you know, if I do get symptoms or anything like that, you know, especially my youngest son, he was just amazing. Yeah. And he has two sons. So, so obviously, there's a chance it might be passed down to grandchildren as well. But he was just, Mom, it's not your fault. It's, you know, because I've just felt horrendous. But I didn't know. You don't know, do you? You've tested, you don't know. But I did have breast cancer as well in 2006.
Bless you. And how are you now?
Well, I'm living with cancer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, you know, as I say, the sort of the thing that you can take from that is that knowledge and having that choice and being protected, and the fact that they are so far along with stuff now is just incredible. But it's that importance of getting that knowledge out there, and the fact that you know it can go, because there's so many people that don't know it can go down the male line.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think with all of these things, there's so much we don't know. Mm-hmm. And all the time, you know, the medical profession are finding more and more information. So, you know, by the time that my children get a little bit older, it's probably, oh yeah, you've got a bit of cancer, take this tablet, it's gone. I mean, it just might not be a problem. It might be something that we can deal with really easily. So that, fingers crossed for all that, the research.
That is massively what we hope for. And, you know, one of our contributors quite a lot is Dr. Gareth Evans. And of course, we work very closely with Prevent Breast Cancer in Manchester. And if you listen to some of the previous episodes, I was chatting with Lester Barr, who is the chair of Prevent. Darling, the things that they are doing, it's just amazing. It really is. So, listen, thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome.
And go and have the best show. Go and do your warm-up.
Thank you very
Sorry,
much.
Sorry, ladies. Thank you.
Waterman's, unleashing potential from roots to tip. Proud sponsors of the Mother and Daughter Breast of Friends podcast.
So I am outside the back of the City Hall, just in the interval. Who have I found? Look at him. Look, here's the Shane Nolan.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Babe, you look absolutely... You scrub up all right, you?
I do all right, don't I? Thank you for that. I needed that vote of confidence, because I've put on a bit of weight since I got married, and marriage does that.
Yeah, no, I thought so, but...
Wow,
you know,
okay. Well, I used to like you. You've got pink hair. You're clearly having a midlife crisis. It's all going downhill, but here we are.
Can I tell you what happened, right? I was having a bath, like you do. Kids came into the bath because, you know, they just never stay out of the bathroom when you're in it. They said, Mummy, are you going to dye your hair pink? I went, yeah, do you want me to? They said, yeah. So I just did it, and then I went, oh, dear.
Do you know what? I did that in lockdown, right? I did the whole blonde thing, bleach blonde. But then I went bright pink, and then my mum didn't tell me we were having a Hello magazine shoot the next day.
No.
So if you look online, it's just me, fat, with a load of bleach pink hair.
That's amazing.
It's the worst.
I am so going to find that. Well, listen, Shane, it is so wonderful. And, you know, I'm so glad that we made this connection with you and Matt and Rachel. Because
yeah, down to you, this, for getting me on this. It was all down to you.
Hey, listen, babe, listen, you're welcome. I'll put my check in the post. But no, seriously, though, you know, Matt and Rachel are amazing friends of mine. And BB with Love obviously holds a very dear part for them because they lost their mum to breast cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always said this to you, like, getting to know you was, like, really exciting for me because I've always wanted to try and get closer to your family with everything that we're doing.
So you're using me?
Yeah, 100% yeah, using you.
And I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
We're going to have a good time at the
terrible
same time.
Kisser. Listener, terrible kisser.
And he definitely knows.
Get
out of here.
Got that.
But, you know, to be... You know, we've seen the stage, we've seen like the first half. They are incredible.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Do you know what?
Yeah,
why have you
done
this to me? I'm just. This isn't Butlins. This isn't Pontins.
You are going to own that stage. Don't you worry about it.
I only learnt my song about half an hour ago. And it's not because I'm unprofessional. It's just how my brain works.
Listen, that is actual fact, right? He texted me. Seriously, I was doing the show and he texted me and he went, Becky, I'm literally on the train. I've got half of a suit and I don't know my words. I went, you'll be right, Tom. You'll be right.
Don't worry about it. Meet and greet. I'm in a Nike jumper and Nike training. Oh, yeah, we're all getting suited. I didn't have a clue. I didn't know what was going on. I'm just happy to be out of the house.
Absolutely, darling. At least they've let you out. That is the fact.
It is a pleasure to be here, and it is actually an honour to be with some of the most talented people in the country. You know, I grew up watching Billy Pearce for a start. You know, I've done Panto with him, but he's a legend. But some of these guys, Kerry Ellis, obviously. I mean, that's unfair. I'm so glad I'm not following. I mean, I'm following Billy second half, but if I was following Kelly, I'd be off. I would be off.
We sat there in that first half and she started singing Memory.
Yeah,
and
I'd have left. You
could see the whole row kind of shake as everyone turned the hair.
Yeah, my wife didn't know she was on, right. And she is obsessed with it. I didn't tell my wife what was going on. And I didn't tell my wife that because I didn't know what was going on. That was because of you. but it is a pleasure to be here. I mean, to get a chance to sing with a 22-piece orchestra.
Yeah.
And I'm singing My Way.
Oh,
by Frank Sinatra.
How exciting. We can't wait to see you.
So I'm looking forward to it. And it's a pleasure to be here. Obviously, my family's had terrible times with cancer. Yeah. So it is a pleasure to be here.
And I think that's what I was kind of going to get to, because the Sheffield Cancer Choir, they are in the background,
yeah,
obviously.
Lovely. I met them earlier. Yeah.
And they are. They're just beautiful.
One of them was out of key, but I didn't want to name her. She was a lovely woman, but she was out of key. But let's leave it at that.
He doesn't mean it. You wait till they critique yours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it'd be nice if he gets the lyrics right.
But it is a beautiful thing. And I said to the guys in the cancer choir, I said, like, look, you know, you can feel the energy from you guys and you can feel, like, the connection. And you've all got each other. And when you go on a journey, you know, your own sort of cancer journey, it can sometimes feel very lonely. So to be a part of this sort of big, big show where everyone's coming out to show solidarity, it's amazing. And yeah. I think that's why, for me as well, I was like, right, you know, Shane, you need to meet Matt. You know, you're all there for the right reasons.
Yeah, and do you know what's terrible? That I didn't invite any of my family who have got cancer. I texted my auntie Linda today, and I texted all my aunties saying, I'm singing with a, you know, orchestra and all, and it's all for cancer charity. And they all went, didn't think to invite your whole family that's riddled with cancer. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
Right, that's it. Next year, you've heard it here
so if
first.
If this happens again and I get invited back, they're on the front row. Don't worry about that.
I would absolutely love that. And also as well, you know, with the podcast that, you know, that we're doing right now, you know, we are going to come and meet your mum.
Yeah.
Because
we're doing a tour and we want you to come and say hello and do the tour with us and say hello on that.
Absolutely, we will do. But, you know, for us as well, when we've been sort of discovering, you know, mum's story and where we've come over the 30 years and talking to the people at Prevent Breast Cancer and the movements that they're making. And I know, like you say, for your family, it is important. And I know you said to me as well before, like your mum has said, have you made sure that you're looking after yourself?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I touch myself a lot. So it was never going to be an issue with me.
You can see that.
I will know if I've got something up with me, but I am constantly touching myself because I've got an ego. I have got an ego. Because I'm married now, I have to touch myself. That's how that works.
That's how it works. It definitely is. Yeah. It definitely is. Shane, we love you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you
very look
much.
Amazing. Go Thank smash
you.
It.
Cheers. Thank you. I hope everyone has a good night and we raise loads of money.
Yeah.
Around 80% of breast cancers are detected because women themselves notice changes in their breasts. Make it easier to spot with the Aware Self-Examination Kit. Available at awarebreastcheck.co.uk. Proud sponsors of the Mother and Daughter Breast of Friends podcast.
So now this is exciting. And this was a bit of a shock tonight, I'm not going to lie. We are sat watching the concert and Dr. Ange comes onto the stage. The guy that you've seen all over the tellys on a regular basis comes onto the stage, opens his mouth and sings with the most beautiful voice. What the egg?
You are too kind. How much have they paid you to say that?
Babe, where the hell did that come from?
I love singing. I've loved singing since I was a kid. I've done it as a hobby, obviously. I've got this other career called, like, medicine going on. But I've always loved it. And then when Matt asked, he's been asking for a couple of years, he said, would you sing? And I was like, I'd love to, but I've never been able to do it until this year. So I'm really glad to be here.
Oh, honestly, and I know with Matt and with Rachel just how much it means to them, because, you know, this is something that's so close to their heart, and to be able to bring out these just incredibly talented people and keep their mum's memory alive is just amazing.
They've got such incredible friends. It's ridiculous. Yes. This is such an amazing concert, and it's all, let's not forget, most importantly, it is for a really, really good cause. It raises awareness. It raises vitally needed funds, especially now. And it's beautiful and so humbling that despite what's going on in the world, and you know, we're all going through a really tough time with the cost of living crisis and stuff, people are still giving. They still care, and that's what BB with Love is all about.
Oh, it most said, oh, you have the most beautiful eyes. I could just look at you and just listen to you. But of course, you know, for you, for yourself, you are in the medical profession, you know, first and foremost. Yeah. So you understand totally how much cancer doesn't just affect the person living with it. It's the families as well.
Absolutely. So I look after kids and young people, and thankfully they tend not to be affected by things like breast cancer. They get other types of cancer, which is incredibly, you know, difficult and just as traumatic to go through. But we do see the effects that if a parent has cancer, what that does to the family. And it involves the entire family, and it's so important for everyone to get on board and understand. And that's why my job is to educate kids and young people about it. If they're going through that difficult time, information is power, knowledge is power for them. Having that tiny bit of control in a world where it doesn't feel like you've got any is so, so important. And then just to say to them, you know what, you're not alone. There's lots of people that are going through this. There's lots of support out there for you. And that's why we need events like this to create more of that support.
100%. I couldn't have said it any better myself. And of course, with us, with the podcasts that, that me and Mum are doing, you know, we realise this ridiculous statistic that 97% of people that carry a faulty gene don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, Mum's done all of her work over the 30 years. She runs the Hereditary Breast Cancer Helpline. Then, of course, we had the Angelina Jolie effect of what they called it.
Yeah.
But we're finding out more and more about different genes and, you know, how it affects the Jewish population with 1 in 40.
Yeah.
You know, so again, if we can raise that awareness, because you've just literally hit the nail on the head, knowledge is power.
Totally. Absolutely. Knowing if you're in that situation, if you are one of those people that carries that faulty gene, just knowing that and being aware and being extra astute to the signs to look out for is so important. It's important for everybody, you know, whether you're a man or a woman, doesn't matter. Everyone should be breast aware because it can affect absolutely everyone. But having that little bit of extra knowledge and being extra careful, I think is really important. And I wish more people knew about it.
100%, and that is our mission right now. And also our mission is to say, you know, not everybody. I had a preventative mastectomy when I was 24. My mum had it 30 years ago, but it's not right for everybody. And it isn't, but there are other things that people can do.
Absolutely. We have a range of treatment options. Mastectomy, preventative mastectomy is one of them. Like you said, it may not be for everybody, but there are a range of other options. And do you know what? Just, I think everyone should just be a bit more aware about it.
100%. Well, listen, you go and smash the rest of the evening. You are amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
And honestly, thank you for being so lovely. Thank you for everything that you do with raising the awareness with kids and protecting them. And thank you for being here. How do you love Sheffield?
Oh, I did my first ever, well, not my first ever, my second panto here, the CBeebies Christmas show, amazing. The Snow Queen in Sheffield. It's beautiful. It's lovely to be back here.
We love having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I don't even know what to say right now because I'm with the gorgeous Hayley Tamerton and Gawk Wan! My goodness me! Right,
are you having fun? Somebody tells me you are.
I am having the best time. Before we go any further, right, why is it that shoes that look beautiful freaking hurt?
Because beauty becomes before comfort.
Yes, beauty is pain and all of that. But listen, let's get to the matter in hand. Thank you, both of you. Hayley, is this the second or third year?
My third year. I've done every year. And then we roped Gawk into it.
I know. It's Hayley's fault that I'm here. I came to see Hayley's show in the Hippodrome in London and met Matt. And then by the time we'd left the show, and before Hayley'd done her last number, I was roped into hosting the show last year and then back again this year.
You're just doing an amazing job.
Who else would you want to host it?
Oh, stop it. I don't get any names right. If you've not heard, I'm out there. Every single name, including my own.
It's hilarious. The thing is, with someone like Gawk, I'm going to big you up here because you stood next to me.
Stop it.
But I've been friends with Gawk for quite a while, and what you probably don't know about him is how loyal he is. We're doing an interview, Matt Croke. We're doing an interview.
Oh, here he is. Look, he just burst in. I mean, it might be his show and all of that.
It was my big moment.
I'm bigging him
up. I was being bigged up on the radio.
Wind it in, Matthew.
What people don't know is how loyal he is. So if you ask him to do something, he will try and drop everything to make it work. So, and I've had that with him in numerous shows. The show I did in London, he dropped everything to come. He came on his own. Wow. You know, and he is that loyal. So
all
doing it
lies, everyone.
Doing
all
it
lies.
Last year, he loved it, and to have him back this year to do it again, because I just feel part of the Croke family. I've known Matt since he was 14. So this this feels like normal stuff for me. You know, I'm close with his dad, I'm close with his whole family. So yeah, and to have my friends,
and I'm basically like the oldest person in there, right? So I'm older than Sheffield City Hall, just so you know.
Oh, in fact,
I'm older than water, and so they've roped me in, and I'm like literally the auntie that can't do anything on stage. So everyone comes on and they high kick and they stag leap and they sing and they dance, and I kind of roam on a bit like, oh, hello everyone. It's
a bit, I've loved the fact that you keep getting the names up, because I can relate to that. As soon as you get something in your head, you're going, right, I don't know it. And then you can't remember, can you?
Yeah, exactly. Every single time. But I have to say, the atmosphere is electric. It is really... I think everyone now, post-COVID, last year, people were getting used to going back out again, being in the theatre, being an audience member, because it takes work. And it is stressful being an audience member, especially if you're quite shy and you don't want to get involved. Whereas tonight, the atmosphere in there, it's really contributory. Everyone's engaged. Everyone's having fun. Everyone's relaxed. And you can see that. They're sunk in their chairs and they're watching a show, and to have this amount of talent on the stage, everyone doing it completely for free, giving up their time, giving up their skill set, is really humbling.
And I mean, that also goes to show, doesn't it, what Matt and Rachel can do producing this show. To get somebody like Gok to host it is massive. It's huge.
Well, do you know what? I mean, there's a lot of favours coming my way, Hayley. That's all I'm saying. And Matt's just like minced.
And there he is. There he is in the back. I go, what are these favours? But, you know, come in, Matt, actually, you know, because literally I've been sat out there for the first half. I cried for the first 10 minutes because I went, how the hell do I know this person? How the hell do I have the privilege of knowing the people that have put this show together? Because, darling, it is incredible.
Well, thank you, Becky. But I feel the same about you. You've helped us so much. We met last year because you invited us in for an interview, because obviously this means so much to you and your family too. And then since then, we've just been having each other's back, and having you here and doing this and everything, it wouldn't be the same if you weren't here. So I think the same about you, babes.
Honestly, look at all the love everywhere.
I literally feel like the third wheel on a date. Oh, right, now I'm
No, you're centre of it. You are centre stage.
You need to go for a chat. I need to go to work, Becky.
Darling, I'll see you later. Listen, I lots and lots of love, and thank you so much. Hayley, you look amazing. You're smashing it.
I'll see you later.
I love you. Right, breathe, Becky. How amazing is this evening?